Hello, and welcome to Nitwit, Rantings of a Rabid Knitter. My name is Carrie, aka Autumn Breeze, and this is episode 24, Culture Shock, part 3. I put out 2 shows last week. If you did not get Culture Shock part 2, please stop listening now. Go back and get Culture Shock part 2. Listen to it first before you proceed to part 3, because today I will be continuing on the story. One other note from previous episodes. I got a lot of comment and feedback on the iTunes categories. The 2 main suggestions were hobbies and personal journals. I think I'm going to go with personal journal because the show is, as one listener pointed out, fairly eclectic. I'm not sure what the iTunes categories are used for. I've asked several people and really haven't gotten a good answer other than they're bins for iTunes to shove us into, and maybe for them to use for calculating various statistics. Since people will be able to find me by searching for knitting, I'm not too terribly concerned with what type of category I'm put into. So now, on to the story. When we left off, I was standing in the lobby of the motel, only to find out that my parents had moved and didn't leave a forwarding address. I went out to talk to the coach, and she said, Okay, jump in. Let's go find them. I was a little taken back by this attitude, and she says, well, you know they're rigged, don't you? And I said, they're rigged? She says, yeah. You know what they drive? And I says, yeah. She says, we'll find them. So we started driving up and down every single street. It took us all of 3 minutes to locate my sister's car. It was parked between 2 houses. I was kind of hesitant, not sure which one is the right one, when I heard the dog bark. And there she came running up to me from the yard of one of the houses, so I knew where my family was. I grabbed my bag and my books, waved goodbye to the coach, and went up and knocked on the door. My sister answered the door and said, oh, there you are. We were wondering when you'd be getting home. Have you had dinner yet? The following weekend, there was a special event in town. One of the businesses had experienced a tragedy. There was a fire out at the ranch. And when I say ranch, ranch means one of 3 things in Nevada. It can be a horse ranch, a cattle ranch, or a brothel. And usually if you just use the word ranch, you're referring to a brothel. There had been a fire, and the town was having a fundraiser and dance to raise money to buy some trailers so those young ladies wouldn't be out of work for long. I was surrounded by what most people would consider sin. The brothel was a well-accepted part of the community. There were 13 casinos. There were 17 bars and 1 church. The church alternated between Presbyterian and Catholic every other week. There was no doctor. We had a physician's assistant that was there in case of emergencies, and that was all. You could buy alcohol, and I'm not talking about beer and wine, I'm talking about hard liquor, everywhere and anywhere. Go into any of the gas stations, and you can buy a bottle of vodka as well as pay for your gas. I did the only thing I think a strict agnostic could do in order to rebel. I joined a born-again Christian church. And for months I went around reading the Bible, quoting scripture, and keeping my hair covered and being very meek and mild. I was quite settled into the church when they committed what to me was the ultimate bad thing. They insisted that I marry a man who was 15 years older than me. At 17, I had no intention of getting married and settling down and having kids. My mother had gotten married at 16, settled down and had kids. I have nothing against people who do settle down and have kids at an early age, but it just was not in my plans. So I left the church. I graduated and I left for college. My sister fell in love with a local boy and married him and settled into this town. So I did go back several times throughout the years, and I watched the town grow and shrink and grow. They finally got an ATM. They never did get a bank. When I was there, if you wanted to cash your paycheck, you either drove into Vegas or you went to one of the casinos. And I'm afraid I saw way too many men come in, cash their check from work, and then lose almost all of it at the tables or at the bar. One year, I came back for Christmas. We were having the family Christmas at my sister's house. I drove into Vegas to do my Christmas shopping, and I was driving back when I ran out of gas. I was driving an old, beat-up car, and the gas gauge was not reliable. I know I should have filled up with gas before I left Vegas, but it just kind of slipped my mind. So there I was on the side of a two-lane highway, more or less in the middle of nowhere in the middle of the night, and a car pulled up behind me. A gentleman got out and he offered to take my gas can and go and get me some gas. And he did that. I gave him $5 for the gas. He came back, filled up my tank, gave me my change, and then followed me to the gas station because they were about to close. And he had made them promise that they wouldn't close until I came by and filled up my tank. So I filled up my tank, I thanked him profusely, and I got back on the road. This had left me a little shaken because I started imagining all the things that could have gone wrong. And I also knew that when I got home, my parents would ask me why I was late, and then they would give me hell for having run out of gas. So I decided I needed a little bit of fortification, and I stopped at one of the bars. This one was what I considered a family bar. It was a pizza restaurant as well as a bar. So I went up, sat down, ordered a beer. And to my surprise, my sister's father-in-law was there. And he came over and started talking to me. And he told me that he had just ordered a large pizza. He had been planning on taking it home, but would I like to join him for dinner there? And I said, sure. Back in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, good, any excuse to not go home just yet. So I called up my sister, and I told her that I had stopped off for a beer, ran into Fred, and I was going to be a little late getting back. I was going to have dinner with him. I sat down, we started talking. And then a woman sat down next to me. She was fairly glamorous for this little small town, and she was wearing a fur coat. So I turned to her and I complimented her on her coat, and I started talking to her. It turns out that she worked at the ranch. I wasn't quite sure what you say to a prostitute, so I just asked her how in the world she ever ended up in the small town, and did she like it, and how was her health insurance. So we're chit-chatting along, and I noticed that Fred was getting a little perturbed at me, and that's when it hit me that he was trying to pick me up. This is my nephew's grandfather, and he is trying to pick me up. And I look over at the woman, and then I realize she also is trying to pick me up. She informs me that the brothel not only services men, but they also service women. I have a choice between a man who is 45 years my senior, or talking to a woman who's more or less my age, who I think has a little bit more interesting life, and I choose to talk to her. This really pissed off Fred. In fact, so much so that he informed my brother-in-law that I was gay. I didn't find out about this until many, many years later, when my father finally confronted me with, "Are you gay?" In which I burst out laughing and I said, "No, I'm not gay. Why would you think that?" He says, "Well, because Fred said that you would rather talk to a woman than talk to him." And I said, "Fred's an old man." Yes. I'd much rather talk to a young woman, someone my own age. That doesn't mean I want to sleep with her. Jesus Christ. What is it with you people? I hope you enjoyed the story. Thank you for coming by and listening. Please send me your comments. Let me know what you think of the story. This story, past stories. It's the only way I know that people are enjoying them is if you come by and tell me. The website is autumnbreezedesigns.com. My email is Carrie, and that's C-A-R-R-Y, autumnbreeze@gmail.com. If you would rather call me and leave me a voicemail message, my voicemail number is 206-666-5775. Thank you, and have a great day.